In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pray to the Lord.
Lord, have
holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day by the same Spirit to have a right understanding in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Thank you.
together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes, Elamites, the residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cassiopeia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God, and all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others, saying, 'They're filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male and female, male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, 'I am going away and I will come to you.' If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here." This is the gospel of the Lord. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. But not everyone who says Jesus is Lord says so by the Holy Spirit. There is more to the confession Jesus is Lord than the mere words. This is not just a phrase that becomes a magical incantation, but it is a confession, and each word means something. Thus, our Lord Jesus himself warns us, "Many will say to me on that day, the great and magnificent, the great and dreadful day that St. Peter prophesies through Joel, the last day, Lord, Lord. And I will say to them, depart from me, for I never knew you." And St. James also reminds us that even the demons believe and shudder. To confess Jesus is Lord by the Holy Spirit is to confess Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, who came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man for a purpose, so that he might live the perfect sinless life in the place of all sinners, fulfilling every jot and tittle of the holy law, loving God and neighbor completely and perfectly in our place, and so that he might take upon himself the sin of the whole world, all sin of all time, even yours, and go to the cross as a lamb led to the slaughter to pay the full price with his precious blood and atoning sacrifice. And so that he might rise from the tomb on the third day, proving that the Father accepted his sacrifice and that sin, death, and the devil were indeed thoroughly defeated on the cross. And so that he might ascend into heaven on the 40th day in his resurrected and glorified flesh to be our advocate, our defense attorney, forever bearing the scars of our salvation on his body, and to exalt humanity back to its pristine position with God, perfect relationship that was in the beginning, so that he might pave the way as the first fruits of all who believe and will be raised on the last day to dwell in body and spirit in his kingdom, which has no end, and so that he might send the Holy Spirit as he promised, who will take what belongs to him and declare it to those who call upon the name of the Lord to be saved. That is what it means to say, to confess, Jesus is Lord by the Holy Spirit. You could summarize all of that by saying that it means that one recognizes his sinfulness and desperate need of a Savior, and that he knows and believes that the Savior he desperately needs is Jesus Christ. That only through Jesus can he have forgiveness, life, and salvation, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which they must be saved. Not everyone who says Jesus is Lord means that. Some mean that Jesus is their life coach or cheerleader, their great example, their motivator in life. Others mean that Jesus is one of many spiritual gurus sent by God, whoever or whatever God might be, to teach us how to live good moral lives. Still others mean that Jesus is a great arbiter of love and acceptance and tolerance, and that his sole mission in life was to teach us that the path to happiness and fulfillment in this life is to be whoever you wish and to do whatever you wish to do, and so forth. Which, by the way, is Buddhism, not Christianity. In fact, many who say Jesus is Lord will become downright hostile and greatly offended When presented with the list of things I mentioned just a moment ago that flesh out what it means to truly confess Jesus is Lord by the Holy Spirit. There is a reason for this, dear friends. The reason is that flesh and blood do not and cannot reveal what it means to confess Jesus is Lord. Only the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, can inspire sinful human beings to make that confession. As we rightly confess in the explanation of the third article of the Creed, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. The Holy Spirit gets all the credit. This is why we're Lutherans. It's why we're not Roman Catholics, where faith plus works is the system of salvation. It's why we're not Protestants, where faith plus works is still the system of salvation, where your faith is something you do in order to save yourself. We're Lutherans. God gets all the credit. The Holy Spirit is the one who does it. To confess Jesus is Lord is impossible for sinful mankind, but with God all things are possible. It's impossible for sinful mankind to confess Jesus is Lord on their own, for what that confession means is completely foreign to our sinful human reason. Everyone who rightly confesses Jesus is Lord by inspiration of the Holy Spirit is like the holy apostles on the day of Pentecost, who spoke in foreign tongues that they did not know, which they did not learn from flesh and blood, that were from the Holy Spirit who moved them to speak. And it was through their Holy Spirit-inspired preaching that other sinners were converted and given new birth from above. That's the most amazing miracle of Pentecost. Not the loud noise or the great wind or the tongues of fire upon their heads. Those are all miracles, to be sure. But the true miracle of Pentecost is that the hearts of sinners are changed by the preaching of the Word of God, so that they are moved by the Holy Spirit to confess their sins, repent, be baptized, and confess Jesus is Lord. It is unfortunate that we stop St. Peter's sermon short in the reading from Acts 2 every year on this feast day of Pentecost. Someday I'm going to remember to just put the whole thing in there. For the miracle of Pentecost is revealed later on in the sermon. St. Peter rails at the thousands of people gathered before him and the other apostles as they preach. He explains to them how Jesus is the Messiah sent by God to rescue them, just as had been prophesied throughout the Old Testament, and how Jesus lived, died, and rose again for them. But he minces no words in letting them know that they crucified Jesus, that they were guilty of great sin, that they were sinners doomed on their own. St. Peter preaches the law in its full severity, comes crashing down upon all who hear him utter the words given by the Holy Spirit. And that preaching of the law cuts many to the heart, leading them to ask, "What shall we do?" It's the same question we should ask ourselves, isn't it? Are you cut to the heart in this way by the preaching of the law? For everything St. Peter preaches to the crowds that day is every bit as true of you and me. We are guilty of crucifying Jesus every time we sin. Every time we indulge our sinful flesh, every time we lie, no matter how innocent we think it is, or no matter how we try to justify ourselves. Every time we become angry and curse, every time we refuse to forgive, every time we would rather hate than love, every time we gossip or gripe and moan because something doesn't go our way, every time we allow lust or greed or selfishness to dictate our thoughts and actions, and on I could go. We have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved God as with our whole heart and our neighbor as ourselves. We are right to confess it, but it is more than mere words, just like Jesus is Lord is more than mere words. It is the truth. It means something. It means that we are sinners in great need of a Savior. It means that we are guilty of crucifying Jesus, for our sins nailed him to that cursed tree, and on our own, we are doomed. If that cuts you to the heart, so that you ask, what shall I do? The same answer St. Peter gave on the day of Pentecost is for you. You know it. You've heard it. You had to have heard it at some point because it's in the catechism, and I can't imagine any one of you would be confirmed without hearing it. Those words are this: repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God, and here's the kicker, calls to himself. That's how it works. What did you do to save yourself? Nothing. What did you do so that you now confess Jesus is Lord and know what it means and still confess it as the truth? Nada. But God has called you to himself. He has given you the gift of the Holy Spirit. God works repentance in sinners and baptizes them and calls them to himself. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And when he does that, as he has done in you, like the 3,000 on Pentecost who received the same gift of the Holy Spirit takes what belongs to Jesus and declares it yours. You, holy, righteous, blameless, perfect in God's sight. You, sinner though you be, declared righteous, innocent, not guilty, blameless, holy, and beautiful. Christ's very own bride. It doesn't get better than that. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Those who confess Jesus is Lord by the Holy Spirit are those who are moved to repentance, receive holy baptism, and as Acts 2 concludes, they go on to devote themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of the bread, and to the prayers. In other words, those who truly confess Jesus is Lord, who call upon his name to be saved, are those who know themselves to be sinners in constant need of the saving work of Jesus, and who also know that saving work of Jesus is distributed to them in his holy church as he promised via his holy word and sacraments. This is the work of the Holy Spirit, to bring sinners to the font and to keep bringing them to the pulpit and the altar where they are continually washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. This, dear friends in Christ, is how you keep Jesus' words. This is how you abide in him and he in you. This is how the triune God comes to you and makes his home with you. There is no other way. Rejoice then on this great feast day of Pentecost that the Holy Spirit has brought you here to receive the peace that the world cannot give. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You are baptized. You are moved to repentance by the Holy Spirit, and you are absolved, forgiven in Jesus' name. And more than that, you are fed, not on earthly food that rots and molds, but upon the bread of heaven, the very body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which does and always will deliver forgiveness, life, and salvation to you. And all this by the work of the Holy Spirit in you. This is what the Holy Spirit does. Thus, the miracle of Pentecost continues. May it always continue in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the whole church, that illumined by the Holy Spirit, all Christ's people may be filled with his righteousness, with his peace, and with his joy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our nation and all nations of the world, that in every place the people who delight in war may be scattered, that prejudice and enmity give way to understanding and concern, and for all who serve in our armed forces, including Gabriel Blair, Derek Brown, Dustin Majewski, Christopher Schau, and Justin Wyborn, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our congregation and our synod, that we might truly walk together in the Spirit, boldly proclaiming the hope that is ours in the gospel, and where we have erred, be brought back to through repentance and faith to the truth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who are sick and suffering, for the grieving and the dying, for the lonely and the despairing, for all who are troubled in any way, and especially for all who have requested our prayers, including Joan Birch, Bill Harmon, Marlene Wiltshire, Ella Shaw, Corrine Allenboss, Tom Allenboss, Shirley Curry, Scott McCullum, Landon Culp, Charles Shaw, Margaret Duby, Lloyd Duby, James Whiting, Maxine Cull, Albert Cull, Phil Warsop, David Jerry Gerard, Sherry Schaub, Pastor Dan Chambers, Pastor Clement Preuss, Rosemary Reichart, Sally Messer, Michelle Johnson, Matt Boffman, Chris Woodrow, and Miriam Sohn. That by the Holy Spirit, life's difficult moments may be transformed into communion with the Son of God in his suffering, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who come today to Christ's Holy Supper, that the Holy Spirit would use the gift of the Savior's true body and blood to fill our hearts with peace and our lives with his love, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the faithful who have gone before us, let us give our thanks and praise, asking for ourselves a share with them in the joys that have no end in the kingdom of the Father, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant to us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again, and who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give you thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who ascended above the heavens and sitting at your right hand, poured out on this day the promised Holy Spirit on his chosen disciples. For all this, the whole earth rejoices with exceeding joy. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of summer and night, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. The very body of Christ given for you. May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. The very body of Christ given for you. 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 The very body of Christ, blood given for you. The very body of Christ, 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 given for you.
precious, true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
With favor and give you peace.
Amen.